are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah. We are the children,
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hey, I'm Sam.
Hey, I'm Abby.
Hi, I'm Lucy.
What's up, I'm Mara.
Hi, I'm Miranda.
I think that I shall never see poor lovely as a tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to play. The seasons see her colors change, her branches feel the snow and rain, her leaves unfold, her blossoms bloom, they dance beneath the sun and moon.
Happen if trees didn't have roots or if their branches weren't connected to the trunk? What do you think would happen to those trees, Mara?
I think that they wouldn't grow or they would, like, die instantly.
Mm-hmm. They have to be connected, don't they, to get all the nutrients that they need. And it's real important for the leaves to be connected to the branch and the branches to be connected to the trunk and the trunk to be connected to the roots and the roots to be connected into the soil and the water. Well, we're going to talk about connections today. What comes to mind when you hear the word connections? What do you think of, Miranda?
Like a puzzle.
Okay, connecting the pieces to the puzzle, uh-huh.
Or like people holding hands.
Very good, connecting people, holding their hands and making a circle. How else can you connect with your friends? I'm thinking of something we use all the time in our house. Abby?
Telephone.
Yeah, telephone connections. Have you ever had a bad connection?
Mm-hmm.
What does it sound like? Is it, you say, what did you say? I can't hear you. Yeah, all that noise. Oh, my gosh, it's hard because sometimes you just can't hear the other person or you hear every other word or it's terrible. Well, I looked up the word connection and there are lots of definitions. Matter of fact, there are 8 different definitions for connection and we're only going to talk about 3 of them today. So let's first start by reading the definitions of connections that we're going to talk about today. Sam, why don't you start?
The linking or joining of 2 or more parts, things, or people.
A communication link, especially between telephones. A friend, a relative, or an associate who either has or has access to influence or power.
You know what I think about when I hear these definitions? I think about our connection with Jesus and with God and with fellow believers in Christ. And I have chosen some scripture verses that will show us how believers are connected.
The first definition is the linking or joining of 2 or more parts, things, or people.
We, as believers, are part of the church of Jesus Christ.
We are all connected together by faith in Jesus.
We are family.
God's children.
Sons and daughters.
Heirs to his kingdom.
The Bible tells us believers are connected like parts of a body.
We can read the book of Romans
The body is a unit. Though it is made up of many parts, and though its parts are many, they form one body.
So it is with Christ.
For we were all baptized by one Spirit and into one body.
The next definition is about communication. You know, talking.
We have a direct connection to God, our Father.
You might say it's just like a phone connection.
We can pray anytime.
Anywhere.
God hears our prayers.
Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you.
For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened.
Ask, and it will be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, the door will be opened. Ask, and seek, and knock.
The third definition is about being connected to someone who is important.
Having friends in high places.
And we have a very special friend in the highest of places.
Jesus!
In the book of John, Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener.
He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit."
Well, every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful.
Remain in me, and I will remain in you.
No branch can bear fruit by itself.
It must remain in the vine.
Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
Every moment, every day, every step along the way, I'm growing. 'Cause I'm connected to you. Every moment.
to stay connected to Jesus so we can grow more like him each day we live. So, tell me, how do we stay connected to Jesus? Sam?
By going to church.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Abby?
Reading the Bible.
Very good.
By praying.
Praying. Those are all really important things. I think you understand this really, really well. It's hard sometimes, though, to find time to do the things we need to do, right? So we have to really be disciplined. Adults need the discipline, and kids need the discipline, too, because it's so important that we stay connected to Jesus. Well, let's go over our connections that we talked about, our definitions here. Abby, why don't you start? What are we?
We are connected with other believers.
All right, in the church, we're connected. Mm-hmm. Sam?
We are connected to God our Father because he hears our prayers.
His connection is always there, and it's always crystal clear. He hears every word. He knows the desires of our hearts, and he knows our fears. He knows everything about us.
We're connected to Jesus.
When we stay connected to Jesus by reading his word, we will grow to be more like him.
We are the branches, and Jesus is the vine.
And just like that tree that we talked about in the very beginning of this program, about how it needs to have the leaves connected to the branches and the branches connected to the trunk and the trunk connected to the roots, we need to stay connected to Jesus. Jesus is the vine and we are the branches.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for your love and for all of your care.
You hear our prayers.
You forgive us when we do wrong.
We want to stay connected to you.
And we want to tell others about you, Jesus,
so they can know your love and be connected to you, too. In your holy name we pray.
Amen.
Well, thanks for joining us today.
If you'd like to contact us, here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522. That's 1-800-527-5522.
Or visit us online at www.karenandkids.com.
And remember,
Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches.
We are a part of the body of Christ.
We want to stay connected to him. See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.